My name is Elizabeth Petro. I'm at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in the Department of Biological Chemistry, and I am a sixth-year PhD student. The title of my thesis is Structure and Interfacial Enzymology of Diacylglycerol Kinase. DGK, for short, it's an enzyme, which means it's a protein that catalyzes a chemical reaction. The reaction that our enzyme catalyzes is the transfer of the gamma phosphoryl from ATP onto diacylglycerol to produce phosphatidic acid and ADP. And this is interesting because diacylglycerol is a lipid, so it lives in a two-dimensional membrane, whereas our enzyme is soluble. It lives in the aqueous phase, in the water. So in addition to doing all of the chemistry that enzymes normally have to do, our enzyme has the additional challenge of dealing with this two-dimensional interface between the water and the membrane. So we're hoping to learn about the structure of this enzyme. The approach that we've been taking is a photoaffinity labeling approach. So the way that works is you take a molecule, and half of the molecule looks like the bait for our enzyme, so in our case, diacylglycerol, the lipid. And then the other half of the molecule is a photoactivatable crosslinker. So the idea is that if we put this in with our enzyme, the diacylglycerol half of the molecule will target it to the interesting part of the protein. And then the other half of the molecule, when you shine UV light on it, will cause it to physically attach to the enzyme. And then we can take the enzyme, look where to see where it's physically attached, and that'll tell us where the interesting part of our enzyme is. And we're hoping by doing this we're going to learn not just about DGK, which has been implicated in heart attack and stroke, but also about all interfacial enzymes. We know a lot about other enzymes, but we don't know as much about enzymes that have to deal with this interface. And also hope to learn more about protein-lipid interactions in general, because we know very little about those when, in fact, most of the drug targets that are currently being pursued are actually on lipids, and we hope that by doing this we can learn more about how proteins and lipids interact together. Thanks. My funding is from an R01 from my PI, from the National Institutes of Health, and thank you for listening.